In open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and you got to resign, you do what you can to do it, and then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he gets touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Oh, man, do we have a show for you on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have got rookie quarterback Brandon Whedon with us. We have got multi-time NFL Executive of the Year, one of the very top men at picking talent, and now one of the top analysts in the game working for ESPN, SiriusXM NFL Radio, the one and only Bill Polian. He's going to be with us to break things down. I'm going to talk about the Browns with him as well as some league topics. And we have Tom Withers, our good buddy from the Associated Press, joining us, part of the roundtable portion of the show that we have throughout the regular season with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon. Tommy, part of that. And so we're going to have Tom talking some Browns OTAs and what he sees from this team so far and what I see from this team so far. We compare notes and we chat with you. And your questions, so many of those, and comments that we get via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. I like this from Larry via Facebook. He says, controlling the line of scrimmage on defense, very important with defensive ends that can pressure the opposing quarterbacks. Love the secondary, but they need to create more turnovers, his comment about the Browns. And again, Larry, I think your point is right on, that the addition of Frosty Rucker is going to make a big difference to this D-line as far as adding pressure. I like what I see. I'm going to get into this in conversation with Tom Withers as well, but I like what we see of this group because it just, without their, stopping to that very point, moment of truth, where they're just not hitting the quarterback, I just am impressed with the general feel of what I have, what we see, with what they're able to do, getting around the edge, getting around the corner, and then the middle people, seeing John Hughes and seeing Billy Winn try to fill that gap that is left behind by Phil Taylor's injury. Jim from Facebook, I like Dick Geron's basic defensive concepts. I think it kept us in most games last year. We have to control the line of scrimmage to stop the run. Yeah, that's a given. If we can get teams in third and long, then I would hope our defensive backs would be a little more aggressive in going after the ball. And here's the question on that. Jim's point being create more turnovers. And that's well taken, Jim. And I don't think Dick Geron would disagree with you about that. I think the way this defense is built, the turnovers are going to have to be created by the pressure that the front four generates. This is not going to be a lot of creative blitzing, although there is blitzing that will come from this defense. It's not a missing element of it or something that Dick Geron doesn't believe in, but it different from maybe the zone schemes that you see that Dick LeBeau runs with the Steelers, for instance, or that the Jets use. You don't in that 3-4 mentality where you're coming at quarterbacks from a lot of different angles, and you're doing a lot of blitzing. This is a one-on-one coverage team, this Dick Geron defense, which puts the DBs in a situation where it's tighter coverage. It is less opportunity if you're playing in a zone and you're able to skunk the quarterback, get him to look a certain way, get him to force throws when he's not, or through pressure or through look. Confusion, and he puts the ball in an area that a DB can slide over from wherever he is to make the pick, chances are you're going to see more of those. You're going to throw. He's going to throw into more dangerous areas generally than picking out a receiver in single coverage and attacking it that way. And then it's up to the DB to keep the guy covered, and keeping him covered can include an interception from time to time, but it's not going to be as many. That's just a given as you get with zone. But there, you know, you trade some things, the benefits of those defenses. It's not about, he'll never say don't get picks, and you want them to get picks, but it's definitely going to be a noticeable lower total than you get with the other scheme from Dick Geron's scheme. All right, we have got a conversation coming up with Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Two of us are going to break this team down a little bit for you on this show that we call Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford, and you are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd Annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle, with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band, and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband Team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stand, merchandise stand, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Browns fans, unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Get a Hyundai today. Visit Crestmont Hyundai, rated number one for customer satisfaction in Northeast Ohio. With the lowest prices on all new Hyundais, every new car comes with the Hyundai Assurance Plan and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Looking for a used car? Then get to CrestmontHyundai.com and view a huge selection of inventory starting as low as $29.95. Only at Crestmont Hyundai. You said it, we heard it. At CrestmontHyundai.com or off I-71 on Route 303 in Brunswick.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here for this full hour, or what is left of this full hour, most of it. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joining us now is Tom Withers from the Associated Press, a regular on this show. Tom, how you doing?
Vic, always good to see you.
Well, watching OTAs this week, the one day that you got to watch the final set of practices Tuesday. What's jumping out at you as this team closes in on wrapping up these off-season workouts?
You know, Vic, just how much sharper they look at this point, only because last year we had no reference point. There were no OTAs. There were no mini camps. There was no rookie camp. So we really didn't get a chance to see what this team was all about until they took the field in July. So what's come across to me just in the early stages, just the crispness of the practice, the fact that guys are not making the same mistakes over and over again. And right. I think, you know, and we talked about this, as you know, Vic, ad nauseum last year, just how important it is to have guys on the field with coaches learning on the fly.
Yeah, and more importantly, too, is seeing some progress with players just making bigger or better looking plays. Again, I know the circumstances, and we always have to put that qualifier in there, but just watching Brandon Whedon throughout, is he not as consistent as anybody? I mean, his throws haven't wavered, I don't think, from the last time you see him throw again Tuesday compared to that first pass he threw in rookie minicamp.
No, you're right about that. I mean, using the baseball analogy, he pounds the strike zone, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, the arm is one thing, but the accuracy is another. And, you know, to your point, too, Vic, you know, he does not make... If he makes a bad throw, you don't see the same bad throw made again. And whether that's a process of getting his feet right or opening his shoulders a little bit more. And what also has impressed me, too, is the way that Brad Childress is really hands-on with Whedon. And it's also allowed Coach Shurmur to step back a little bit and maybe look at other things that are going on. He doesn't have to be so riveted on what's going on with the quarterback because he's got somebody to help him with that. And especially, and also, too, with Mark Whipple, sounding off as well.
Yeah, no, there's no question that he's got clearly more guidance with the addition of Childress. And I think the structure, I think the comfort level that I see of the offense is stronger than I saw last year, too. And again, a lot of that would be a given because of the lack of time. But I also think another part of it is the teaching process. I think it's been elevated. I see Pat Shurmur able to do more, not only stand back while letting others do their thing. He's picking his spots where I think maybe a year ago he was, not even maybe, definitely a year ago, he felt that whole thing that he had to kind of micromanage a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what first-year coaches often do.
You're so right. I think there were times last year that I'm not sure Pat knew, and this is not a knock on Pat, knew exactly what was going on because there was so much going on, and he wasn't able to, like you said.
But he wanted to be a part of all of it.
Yeah, and then he spread himself way too all over the field. So, yeah, it's been interesting. And, you know, obviously we don't have any access to the classroom, but a lot of the guys after practice have talked about how much has gone on behind the scenes as well, what we're not privy to seeing, but how much they're able to take from breaking down the film of the practice and then take it back out to the field for the next practice.
The receivers keep performing at a level that I think makes a lot of us at least look at them and say, okay, there's a real chance here that this group is going to be better. I know the test is seeing them consistently hold on to the ball, seeing all those things that we didn't see enough of last year, run the right routes and be precise in what they're doing. What I'm seeing in these workouts is a motivated group, and it shows in their play.
Yeah, I would agree with you 100%. I mean, probably the most scrutinized unit we've had here in Cleveland in about 10 years, right?
Yeah.
But I agree with you as well, Vic. There seems to be more depth and more talent there as a unit. We've talked a little bit in the past about, you know, Mo Massaqua and what is supposed to be a big year for him, and it looks like he's ready to take that jump. But then when you just look all the way down, you know, it's Greg Little with a leaner-looking body, a guy who looks more like a wide receiver than a tight end. It's Jordan Norwood, somebody that we're now a little more familiar with. It's Carlton Mitchell, a guy who's always passed the eye test, and you're ready for him to take that next big leap. It's a guy like Josh Cooper, who just looks to be a football player, a guy who may make this roster when a lot of people thought, you know, maybe he's just somebody they're bringing in to keep Brandon Whedon happy. So I agree with you. I think that unit has really jumped out to me amongst all of them so far through OTAs and minicamp.
Tom Withers of the Associated Press joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. There isn't much we can conclude about the running back position other than, again, the impressive physique of Trent Richardson. But I do sense that, as a whole, this is a competitive bunch. And you can, I don't know, you, to me, and tell me what you're sensing, I'm sensing a real urgency on the part of the other backs, besides Richardson,
yeah,
of what their role is going to be, how they're going to fit in, but that they've got a chance, that they're getting repetitions, enough of them, Brandon Jackson and Chris Obanaya and Montario Hardesty, to get to leave some impression here that even though this is a non-contact setting, they've got to make some kind of mark now before training camp.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, there is no competition per se at the running back position. I mean, we all know what Trent Richardson brings to this team. As you said, I mean, talk about a guy who passes the eye test. I mean, he is just physically so gifted. And it's going to be fun to see him finally get the pads on and see somebody try to bring him down. But as far as the other guys, I'm with you. Vic, last year we didn't really ever got a good look at Brandon Jackson.
Right.
We really didn't know what he brought to the table. But now you can see with the speed that he's got, the way he can get outside, what kind of an asset he could be to this West Coast offense. And then to your point, too, with Hardesty and Obanaya, I mean, two guys we know a little bit about, but both that have to fight their way onto this roster, I think.
You talk about speed, you look at the defense, and I think it's jumping out. I think it seems noticeable that there's a greater quickness up front. So you were seeing the same thing. I mean, Jabal Sheer looks every bit the quick guy we saw last year as a rookie, but just watching some of these other D linemen and Frosty Rucker and then the other combinations that they went in, Emmanuel Acho gets around, you know, gets in there in the front seven, there just seems to be some really good quickness. Billy Wynn, again, that's about all we can tell, because then they have to go up to that moment of truth and hold back. But I could see instances where you would know a big hit would be coming because these guys were in position to make it.
I'm with you, and obviously that was an emphasis in the offseason. This team did need to get faster, and I think it did, and I'm with you. I think it's across the front line. I think, you know, Rucker has really stood out to me as well. I mean, they're not allowed to do much, obviously, in these OTAs, you know.
But what jumped out at you about
just the way he gets off the ball, and to your point, too, about, you know, when the ball is outside, there are people closing, and that wasn't the case last year for a long time.
Right, and it, again, I know this will be felt. Phil Taylor's absence can't be diminished.
It's going to hurt.
It's a thing that'll hurt, and it's an impactful type of thing because he was growing, I mean, not, I guess not growing in the sense of adding more weight because he didn't need to do that, but he certainly looked like he was growing into the role of comfort, of playing that tackle spot, of understanding what his responsibility was, of learning from Ataba Rubin, a great guy to be next to, and he was bringing him along. And then that comes to this screeching halt now, and we don't know for how long he'll be out, but enough to at least say, okay, what will the answer be? But based on what I'm seeing, and this is where I guess the hitting is probably even more important, is how much run clogging is going on in there without him.
Right.
You know, does John Hughes fit the bill in that regard? He certainly looks the part, too. Another guy looking the part. A lot of guys look the part.
Yeah.
And what Billy Wynn might be able to do, and not forgetting about Scott Paxton or Brian Schaefering either. But this is the one of the many things that we're going to, I guess, ponder between the end of these OTAs and the start of training camp. It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, and you know, you always try to find a silver lining, and I know coaches do when there's an injury. And obviously, when a guy like Phil Taylor goes down, a guy that they were going to count on this year to make taking another big jump and you know, developing into one of the top, maybe, you know, run stuffers in the AFC, the silver lining here is there's opportunity for other guys. And I think these young guys, Hughes and Wynn, are going to try to make the most of it. You know, I do like a lot more depth that they have up front there. And I'm with you, Vic. This is going to be a big training camp ahead.
Great stuff, Tom. I appreciate it. And we will talk to you again down the line.
Thanks, Vic.
He is Tom Withers from the Associated Press joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cup, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
If your air conditioner broke down, would you call an expert auctioneer?
Don, open up the air conditioner now. Can I get a wrench? Looking for a wrench, looking in the toolbox for a wrench. Screwdriver, got a screwdriver.
Yeah, no. You'd call the real air conditioning experts, service experts. You'll get a written 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you've heard you need expensive repairs, now get a free second opinion. Call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning at 866-EXPERTS. That's 866-EXPERTS. Or visit serviceexperts.com. Visit serviceexperts.com for license information.
Roundup!
I like a weed-free spread. That's how I roll, so I reach for Roundup Extended Control. Driveway, patio, I spray just once, and it's adios weeds for up to four sweet months.
Roundup Extended Control.
It's the one folks trust. Roundup's the master. Anything less could spell disaster. Kills weeds dead and kills them quick. Get yours now. You got weed butt to kick.
Roundup Extended Control.
Spray once, stop weeds for months. Come to Lowe's this week for great values on your favorite Roundup products. Always follow label directions.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Mitchell's Homemade Ice Cream is family-owned. We've been able to access the credit necessary to grow the business into multiple locations. And as long as people continue to love delicious ice cream, the business will continue to grow. My name is Dale. I'm a business banker at Key Bank. Mitchell's Ice Cream is my client.
At Key Bank, we get to know our customers. To us, they're a big deal. Visit key.com/big deal to make your business a priority. Key Bank, unlock your possibilities. Key Bank is member FDIC. All credit products are subject to credit approval.
Lake County Captains Baseball is 10 years old this year. Join us for a very special season at Classic Park as we celebrate our diamond anniversary all season long. Help us relive and make new memories with promotions like
Buck Night Mondays, Feed Your Face Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, Friday and Saturday fireworks, and Family Fun Sundays. For ticket schedule and promotion, visit captainsbaseball.com and find us on Facebook to wish us a happy anniversary.
Come celebrate 10 years of family memories.
With the captain.
One, 2, 3. Nice rejoin today by Dave DiNatale, our standout producer. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Really happy to have with us now Browns quarterback Brandon Whedon. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're nearing the end here of the off-season workouts portion, at least on field. I know it'll continue for you and the other rookies sticking around doing stuff in the weight room and such. But just in terms of the on-field, from the first time you set foot on the practice field in Berea with the rookie minicamps through now, give me a feel for the progress you've seen in yourself.
Well, you know, when you first step on the field, you know, you have a different uniform on, you're around a bunch of new guys, you got new plays. I mean, your head's spinning a little bit. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, you're out there, you're thinking a lot, you're worried about what each receiver's doing, what your back's doing. You're thinking a lot because there's a lot going on around you. And as you go, obviously, you get more and more comfortable. And that's, I feel really good. Right now, we're done with OTA number 8, and I feel really, really comfortable with what we're doing. You know, like I said, especially from that first day we came in for rookie minicamp, yeah. And there's a lot going on. So, like I said, I feel really comfortable with this offense.
Did you target something? I know it's a lot of things that you were going to work on, but when you started this process out, did you have something in your mind from a transition standpoint that you identified that, or that a coach here, either Coach Shermer or Coach Childress or Coach Whipple, identified with you that said, okay, this is something
to really focus on from the transition from college to the pros?
Yeah, I think it first started with, you know, going under center, you know, taking those 5 and 7 step drops, the play action stuff. You know, that's a little bit different than what we did at Oklahoma State. You know, but I think that's what I've really put a lot of focus in, because, you know, at this level, most guys that have their feet set and they get their feet underneath them can make all the throws. And so, you know, that's where you want to be as a quarterback. You want to be comfortable with your feet. You want to be able to, you know, have a good base and be able to throw the ball accurately. And, you know, I think, you know, even though it's different, you know, taking a 7-step drop takes some time. I mean, it takes some time to get used to the rhythm, you know, throwing on a plant, throwing on a hit, stuff like that that, you know, is, you know, a lot different than being a shotgun taking a 3-step drop. So
sure.
I think that was the first and foremost, and then just continue to learn. I think this offense is obviously a little more expanded than when we did at Oklahoma State. A lot of verbiage and, you know, a lot of demand on the quarterback.
It seemed to me a couple of things. Pressure is a relative thing, and there's much more of that to come. And you've been through a lot of it, obviously, through your collegiate career. But I would imagine just to the degree that you're out here, and even though there's no real crowd watching you, and even though there's no stakes in terms of a win-loss, there's that expectation thing that goes with being a first-round pick, that goes with being a guy that a lot of us are presuming is the guy as the starting quarterback, that the general manager has referenced that accordingly. Everything it points to that. But then you got to see what it looks like when you're on the field. How he throws the ball, highly touted for having this really great arm, for the spiral that he throws, the consistency, the accuracy, all those things that were talked about. Then you had to go out and demonstrate. To my way of seeing it and hearing observations from so many others, including those on our coaching staff, that's been the response, that we've seen just that. But for you, how conscious were you of wanting to make sure that everybody saw the Brandon Whedon that you expected to see?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I mean, I think, you know, you're such a competitor. You know, I was fortunate enough to get picked where I did, and so there's a lot of high expectations, you know, from day one. But, you know, I just want to come in and prove that I can play quarterback at this level. And, you know, those attributes that I was talking about, you know, I wasn't able to do much during the process, but I was talking about that I had, you know, as my strengths, I guess.
Right.
You know, I'm able to finally come out here and do them. And I think, you know, things have been good. I've thrown the ball well. But, I mean, I'm still making mistakes. And coaches knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Sure.
But I try to treat every day like it's a game. You know, I either won today or I lost today. And that's really the way I go about it. And, you know, fortunately, you know, up to this point, I've won more than I lost as far as me getting better in practice. I keep continuing to get better each and every day. I made at least one mistake in every practice, you know, and that's what helps you grow, and that's what helps you make you a better player. So, you know, I think, like I said, the attributes I feel like are there. I just need to continue to grow and get better.
Brandon Whedon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You bring up the mistakes, and it's interesting because watching you in a fairly regular basis from the rookie mini camp through now, it looked like obviously fewer errors were going on that were apparent to the naked eye in rookie minicamp, when of course there were fewer players on the field. You didn't have Joe Hayden back there in the secondary, or T.J. Ward, or any of those veterans, DeQuell Jackson, and everything was at a much, it seemed to me, obviously a lesser pace than what started when the OTAs began. The veterans were here, and that's when also you were getting probably more stuff thrown at you, more situational things that you were working on, two-minute drill, red zone, and that's when some of these errors you talked about occurred. But the coaches were saying, Mark Whipple, among others, were saying that this is a good thing. We want him to do this now, and we want him to do it against this defense because this is a good test for you. How do you see it that way? And give me a sense of the kinds of things that were maybe challenging to you that you've been able to work on and correct.
Yeah, I think, you know, rookie minicamp was, you know, pretty basic offensively. You know, they didn't put a ton on our plate. Just let us kind of go out and play, get a feel for the, you know, what was going on. So there's a lot fewer errors, like you said. But, you know, when I got thrown in the fire, I was going with the one defense. I mean, those guys are fast, you know.
Yeah.
They're faster than what I'm used to in college. So I think once, you know, the first day was probably the most difficult, just getting used to that speed. And then whenever, if you play faster, if you play up to that speed, naturally it slows things down. And like I said, we got a great defense with, you know, top in the league and pass defense. I mean, we got a really, really good defense. And so for me to go up against guys like that on a day-in and day-out basis, I think is really helpful for me, not only me, but all the other young guys on this offense. So, you know, I think what I take a lot of pride in is not making the same mistake twice.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, I haven't done that. I've missed two throws to Greg. We worked on them after practice today that I just don't miss, and I've missed two of them, you know, over a 10-day period. But, you know, as a quarterback and as a competitor, that eats at you. So,
you want 100%.
Absolutely. I want to be 100% all the time. And, you know, like I said, I'm working toward it, and going with this one offense, one defense has really helped me play fast and get a feel for the speed of the game.
So much is talked about with the mechanics and how coaching comes in with that. As you said, the transition from more shotgun in college, or almost exclusive shotgun in college, to being under center almost exclusively through here. I know you've done a little shotgun work with the Browns version, but you've got some good teachers around you with Pat Shurmur, who's been a guy who's worked with quarterbacks and worked with some really good ones, with Brad Childress, who's done the same, with Mark Whipple. How does that information get dispensed to you? Do they sort of do it on a... I know on field is different than in the classroom, but give us a sense for... Because periodically I watch when either Pat or Coach Childress or Mark walk up to you individually. Are they just pointing out specific things, big picture things? How does that work?
Yeah, what's good about that whole scenario, they're all on the same page. You know, they're all talking the same verbiage. They're all talking the same thing, which is good. You know, you're not having one guy tell you one thing and you walk five steps and another coach is telling you another. That's not the case. So we've got guys that are obviously very, very good at what they do offensively as far as, you know, teaching quarterbacks. So, you know, if I come off and I make a mistake or they see something, they may talk me through just the big picture of it. And just kind of say, hey, look, this is what I saw. You know, if you get, you know, certain coverages, this is what you're thinking. Just kind of talking me through it, you know, because I've already either one made the throw, so they're thinking, okay, you made that throw, but remember back here you have a, you know, you got to curl flat with your back. You know, those are your checkdowns. So whatever it may be, they're all speaking the same language and they're all, you know, very, very helpful. So,
sure.
But right now it's, you know, overall big picture on the field. When we get in the classroom, you turn on the tape, you can rewind it, obviously, and watch it and really, really coach it up. And that's what's been really good about this whole deal.
A lot is said about, besides just executing the position, that it's so important for a quarterback to take ownership of the spot, to be the commander, to be the leader, and to assert himself accordingly. For you, even though you're a, quote, 28-year-old rookie, and so much is made about you being an older rookie, you're still a rookie, you're still new to this group. How conscious have you been about wanting to be that commander in the huddle and knowing that that's what's expected of you right away?
Yeah, you know, I think there's so many veteran guys. You know, obviously in our huddle, you got Joe Thomas, you got Alex Mack, you got other guys that have played for a long time that, you know, I'm still trying to win those guys over. I'm still trying to win this entire team over. But with that being said, I can't be someone I'm not. You know, I'm not a real vocal, just talk rah-rah all the time. I'm, you know, I lead by example, and I'll communicate one-on-one. That's just always the way I've always done it. But I think as far as in that direction, I think things are going well. You know, I'm always communicating with receivers, and I think, you know, they're responding to it well. We communicate really well. And the same thing with up front. You know, me and Mac, you know, constantly talking about what we do, you know, snap count, or what we're doing here. So I think as far as that goes, it's going well. Obviously, you know, being a rookie, when I'm still learning, you know, it's obviously more challenging than when you're a 4 or 5 year veteran.
And the relationship with the other quarterbacks, because it is a competitive thing, as we've been, you know, it's been said time and time again by Coach Shurmur, by everybody. Colt McCoy is here, and Seneca Wallace is here. Thad Lewis is here, too. But particularly among Colt and Seneca, with regard to that whole competition thing, how does it work out with the relationship away from the game, or even when you're on the field? Because everybody wants that prize of being the guy, and obviously they know, those two know what you were drafted for, that you are getting the majority of the snaps. So give me a sense of how is it working out?
You know, from my front, I mean, everything's normal. You know, I think, you know, when you're in practice, everything happens so fast. You know, you're talking to Whip, Colt's out there, I'm watching, trying to get mental reps, and then Seneca. So everything happens so fast. There's, you know, it's not awkward out there. It's not awkward anywhere. I mean, I think even in the meeting rooms, you know, we still talk, have a good time, joke, crack up. You know, we're all trying to pour out, you know, all four of us essentially are trying for that one position. And that's just the nature of pro sports in general. And I think, you know, that's just the way you have to approach it. You're competing on a daily basis, and you know, I don't think there's any animosity there between any of us. I think everything's really good, and as far as personally, you know, like I said, we're just all competing for one job.
And what's the give me just a sense of how it will go for you once these OTAs wrap up this week, between that point and the next time you are back on the field, which is in training camp at the end of July. What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to go back to Oklahoma. You know, we have to stay here through the 30th. We got rookie stuff and rookie symposium. So the 30th, we'll fly home and, you know, obviously get off our feet a little bit, but continue to work out. I'm going to obviously continue to keep learning this playbook. I'll have Josh Cooper with me. He's an Oklahoma City guy, so we'll be working out every single morning, throwing, working out, running, doing all that stuff, which will be nice. You know, having the same guy, we can, you know, throw the same routes. That, you know, it's a huge benefit for us. So that's going to be a daily thing. We're going to throw all the time and you know, just kind of relax. Like I said, once training camps comes, you know you're full go. So I just got to get my body right and get my mind right for what's ahead.
Great stuff, Brandon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
He is Brandon Wheaton, rookie quarterback for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
White Knights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View in Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out The Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
Did you know COSY members have access to the best educational opportunities, including the 2012 Small Business Convention at Kalahari? Call 216-313-9676 or visit cosysmallbusinessconvention.com. Health plans insured by Medical Mutual.
What if it never happened? What if he was never here?
Now the fans chanting, "Call me, call me."
Or here? Here.
Jim Tomey back with the Indians.
What if Kenny never ran?
And Lofton, he is running wild on the bases today.
Or jumped.
Kenny Lofton took a home run away.
Or took a swing.
Oh, did Lofton hit a bullet?
What if he didn't come home?
He was not only the Indians field leader behind the plate, the emotional leader as well.
And home again.
Six-time All-Star Sandy Alomar.
What if 455 was just a number?
They're on their feet at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, a sold-out Progressive Field.
And this...
A walk-off grand slam!
Was just...
For Carlos Santana! The magic is back!
The beginning.
Who knows what might happen?
Cleveland Indians. What if...
Hey, Cleveland, check out Lady Jane's on the northwest corner of Center Ridge Road and Wagger Road and Rocky River. It's like a sports bar for your head. Haircuts are just $10. On the northwest corner of Center Ridge Road and Wagger Road and Rocky River, Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. This Football Wednesday edition for you, stack show. I mean, come on, we're coming at you in a lot of different ways, and so are the Browns, by the way. You still need a gift for Dad this Sunday? Okay, well, the Browns got an answer for you. You can enter to win a flexible Cleveland Browns 3-game ticket plan for two. See how? By visiting the official Browns Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram to enter. Entries are accepted until Friday, that's this Friday, June 15th, at 11:59 p.m. And again, we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we are going to talk with you now around the league. This segment is brought to you and driven by, brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube, and driven by Liberty Ford. And joining us now, one of the all-time greats in this game, and he is, you can hear his analysis on ESPN, on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Of course, he is a many-time league executive of the year, our great friend Bill Polian. Bill, welcome back.
Well, it's nice to be back, Vic. Thank you. I'm all over the place.
You are, man. Everywhere I turn around or turn the switch, I got you. So it's a good thing. Bill,
yeah.
I want to start with a player that Browns fans know pretty well because he played for the Bengals and made most of whatever career he's had with that team. Is in the news again, Chad Ochocinco, signing with the Dolphins. What do you make of that signing?
Well, I'm a little surprised by it, to be very honest, because I think that he was in a position where, he'd failed with the New England Patriots, and it looked quite questionable as to whether or not he would get another job. But as a veteran player with a lot of experience, he adds something to that receiving core. And if his speed is what it once was, then he probably has a chance to help them. If it is not, and it didn't look that way last year, then he probably won't be much of a factor. But he's probably on a minimum contract, and as a veteran, won't make the team until such time as the cut to 53 in September. So it's really a free look see for them, and probably worth the trouble.
And the other part of this, of course, is because the Dolphins are going to be part of the Hard Knocks series, and this is a twofold question. I'd like your thoughts on Hard Knocks in general, especially that you can look at it from the outside as opposed to being someone who would be approached by NFL Films or HBO to actually be the participant, that part of it. And two, what you think about the Dolphins with the storylines, because a lot of people just speculate that, hey, this just makes them a little more interesting for Hard Knocks.
Well, I would think that all of the football folks at the Dolphins didn't make the move for that reason.
Yeah.
In fact, if they gave it any thought at all, I would be shocked.
Right.
But Hard Knocks is an interesting situation. When I was a general manager with the Indianapolis Colts, if the envelope had come in over the transom, I wouldn't even have opened it. And Tony Dungy and Jim Caldwell had the same feeling.
Sure.
I don't know how Mr. Irsay might have felt, the owner, but, it's doubtful that we would have ever informed them that we were ever invited.
Never got there.
No one wants that notoriety, yeah, and all of the issues that can arise from it. On the other hand, as a fan, having watched the lead-up to the Winter Classic on HBO with the Rangers and the Philadelphia Flyers,
yeah,
and with John Tortorella certainly sharing the same media philosophy as I have, I was very, very surprised how well done it was, and as a hockey fan, how interesting it was to me. So I can see both sides of it. The question I would have if I were running club work would be, how intrusive is it, and do we really have the ability to cut out things that we think would be deleterious to the club's operation? It after having seen what they did with the NHL, I would be inclined probably to consider it. And Lord knows NFL Films is the best there is.
Right.
So, it's a very interesting situation. When you're not involved and you're not worried night, noon, and morning about some eruption that's gonna be a distraction for your team.
Right.
If you simply look at it as a fan, you recognize what a great program it is.
Yeah, there's no doubt that that it does give you that pull the curtain back feel and a lot of depth. And I've found it fascinating. I've learned, as long as I've been around this game, I still learn something new watching each of the episodes and watching them again as they're replayed on NFL Network. Visiting with Bill Polian, former general manager and president of the Indianapolis Colts, GM of the Buffalo Bills, the Carolina Panthers. It's going to take too long to go through your resume, but
now don't bother. Don't bother. I can't hold the job.
And ESPN and SiriusXM. The signing, the extension that was done with Rob Gronkowski by the Patriots, a little bit of a surprise because they don't necessarily or naturally do those deals that early with players after only 2 years. I know he's an exceptional tight end. What does it tell you, though, when a player of that caliber at that position gets the deal that he got? Is it telling about the big picture of the league, about the importance of that position when you have someone of that quality, and what it means in the matchup problems that it creates against opponents? That, you know, you, if you have that tight end, and I kind of localized this question too, because the Browns would consider that an area of strength, and as I look at it, Bill, you're going to almost always get a favorable matchup there.
Well, I think that the matchup and the position value is a given. Gronkowski was by far their most productive offensive player last year in terms of making big plays and game-changing plays. So that part's a given. What it tells me is that they're trying to get him wrapped up before the new television money comes in and the cap adjustments because of it take place. So they're getting out in front of the market, and they're one of the best teams, if not the best, at managing that thing in the league. And secondly, it tells me that they feel very favorably about his back. As most hardcore football fans know, there were a lot of questions about his back when he was coming out of college. In fact, he was off the draft board of more than a few teams because the doctors were concerned about the condition of his back. And for them to invest big money in him after only a short portion of his career means that they feel pretty good about the long-term future of his back, which for him and for the Pats is a good thing, and I'm glad for him. But I think this tells you much more about the business operation of the Patriots and how smart they are in terms of handling that than it does about the football. The football is pretty obvious.
Bill, Brandon Whedon on our show a little bit earlier tonight wanted to get your thoughts on the Browns' selection of him with the 22nd overall pick, and just the idea that all signs pointing to him to be the starter for this team, the readiness that you see. I know you broke him down very thoroughly in studying the film before the draft. Your impressions of what you think he can be for the Browns.
Well, I said on the air on both ESPN and Sirius that if Mike Holmgren and Tom Heckert and Pat Shurmur put their faith in Brandon Whedon, that's perfectly good enough for me. My opinion doesn't count. Those three guys are really top-flight football people. So I'm a Brandon Whedon fan based upon just the fact that they put their imprimatur on him. That said, everything that I saw was really positive. The only thing that gave me a little pause was that I didn't think that he was quite the athletic kind of quarterback that typically does so well in the West Coast offense. I didn't see the real outstanding running ability that the Green Bay quarterback has, or Brett Favre, for instance, had early in his career. But that said, if Mike and company and Pat and Tom believe that he's the man, then there's no question he's the man. And he is mature enough and has played enough to make the transition from the spread offense into a West Coast offense pretty easily. I think he's a bright guy by all accounts. He has all the physical tools necessary. And, you know, many people, many draft analysts and gurus held his age against him. I think his age is a positive. He's a veteran guy. He's been around. He's been a minor league baseball player. There's no tougher life in professional sports than that of a minor league baseball player. So he's a man. He's ready to come in and play. I think that's a positive.
And Trent Richardson, Bill, I know you thought of him as such a very dynamic player. The Browns have him aboard as well. And I would think in terms of how well a rookie quarterback could perform, or any quarterback could perform, a lot of that is going to have to do with a running back who can be as special as Richardson can be.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that in terms of trying to grade football players coming out of college, which we all know is an inexact science, in fact, far more art than science, that there's no question in my mind that Richardson was a can't-miss prospect. He had everything you're looking for in a running back in the National Football League, including not a lot of tread on his tire, because he was a backup for parts of his career at Alabama. They're so loaded with talent that he, like Thurman Thomas, or Barry Sanders, I should say, you know, who backed up Thurman Thomas, you know, came in without a lot of tread on his tire. Same here. So he's, in my mind, he's a can't-miss guy. And as you know, we've been friends a long, long time. I don't use that phrase lightly.
No.
And I think he can do everything you want a West Coast running back to do. I think he will be a star very quickly in the National Football League. I think he'll rejuvenate the Browns offense. And as a result, Brandon Whedon, or whoever plays quarterback, is going to have a much easier time because he's got a running game that can be counted upon for big plays. And so, you know, many people, again, many gurus said, well, the Browns gave up too much to go up one spot. I think 9 months from now, that will be gone and forgotten, and people will be gushing about what a great pick it was.
Great stuff, Bill. We truly appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking with you down the line.
Okay, take care.
He is Bill Polian from ESPN, from SiriusXM NFL Radio, one of the all-time great executives in National Football League history. By the way, a recent addition to the Buffalo Bills Wall of Fame, and the Hall of Fame is going to follow soon thereafter for Bill Polian. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion.
Highlands understands homeopathy, and we understand families. From Highlands leg cramps to Calms Forte, Highlands cares for your family at every stage of life. Highlands develops homeopathic formulas with the highest quality natural ingredients, following the strictest standards for preparation. With a century of commitment to homeopathy, Highlands' tradition of excellence consistently provides quality and integrity in every homeopathic product. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle, with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band, and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The Roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the Roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
A friend of mine asked me, did I miss my big chance? Is there still time to refinance my mortgage at the best mortgage rates ever? Hi, I'm Rick Stefanski, Chairman and CEO of Third Federal. And guess what? Mortgage rates remain at all-time lows. So even if you haven't taken advantage of today's low rates, there's still time to refinance at Third Federal. In fact, now through Friday, Third Federal is offering just 2.79% on a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage. That's right, just 2.79% on a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage. So don't miss your big chance. Call Third Federal today and see how you can get a fixed-rate mortgage below 3%.
Hurry, now through this Friday, get a 2.79% interest rate with an APR of 3.01% on a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage from Third Federal. So don't miss your big chance. Apply online, visit a branch, or call 1-800-3rd-FED today. 10-year fixed APR reflects 20% down. Product not available in all counties. Rates subject to change. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion, Stone.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment, Ask Vic, as the guy with the deep voice just told you. Yep, that too, driven by Liberty Ford. Ron from the Browns official Facebook page talks about Travis Benjamin and said he hopes this kid develops. He could be, Ron says, the saving grace for our receiving core this year. If teams prematurely load up the line of scrimmage against Richardson, Benjamin should have a lot of opportunities to make big plays. Couldn't agree with you more. And I think he is going to be that kind of player for this team in terms of what he has in speed, what he has in ability to adjust to the ball. You know, just that kind of guy who is right, I mean, concentration and difficult catches have seen that, have not seen a guy who looks like, it's not just about running fast, by the way, which is all that you often see with guys with the great speed that he has. And by the way, before I go on further with our Ask Vic, I want to mention that Browns fans unite because flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99, and they make a great Father's Day gift. There's still time to choose three great Browns games to give Dad this Sunday at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. All right. Dustin, back on the receivers. Greg Little is super underrated, Dustin says, with Whedon throwing him the ball. He'll be over 1,000 yards and have 70-plus catches. I think the Browns would be happy with that, and Greg Little would, absolutely. Dustin mentions that Josh Cooper is an unstaffed gem. Okay. Who has chemistry with Whedon. I get your point, though. He's the gem that he could be very well, I think, the gem of this untapped, definitely, gem. And he says has chemistry with Whedon. Mo Mass was a great number two when we had a solid one in Benjamin, Cribbs, and Norwood as speedsters in the receiving core. Yeah, Again, I think your praise for these guys is legitimate. Have to see it on the field, have to see what we see when they're playing. But through these off-season workouts, this has been, I think, as a group, the most impressive area of this football team. And probably having a quarterback like Wheaton throwing the football has something to do with that. I won't lie. I think that's got to be a contributing factor, just catching that rock and how it comes out of his hand. So, and he's building more and more chemistry with these guys. James, via Facebook, although he has this to say about the quarterback situation, he says, stop all the attacks on McCoy and the praising of Wheaton. Can anyone name the running backs that McCoy had when Peyton Hillis and Brandon Jackson went down? Not to mention Eric Steinbeck went out for the year at left guard. And Tony Pashos was playing at right tackle. And of course, we know Tony was hurt for most of the last year. All legit points. And then the receiving corps didn't do its job, James. So you make points about McCoy, but I still think quarterbacks will separate themselves with their throwing ability. Just fair point to make on that. We want to thank Bill Polian and Brandon Wheaton and Tom Withers. Want to thank Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Stay tuned for 3 Deep. We will catch you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.